A message from Biafra Foundation, April 17, 2004. Fellow Biafran, tomorrow, April 18, 2004, will be 6 months since Biafrans gathered in Maryland, United States of America, and asked the federal government of Nigeria to convene a conference of ethnic nationalities in Nigeria to discuss if and the conditions under which they will relate to one another. Biafrans stated that if the government of Nigeria fails to call that conference after 6 months, Biafrans will, quote, reserve the right to explore all avenues for establishing a Biafran government in exile, end quote. If the Nigerian government does not summon this conference by midnight tomorrow, Sunday, April 18th, 2004, citizens of Biafra will automatically reserve the right to begin the process of establishing an independent government for the people of the Sovereign Republic of Biafra, including setting up a Biafran government in exile. We wish to make it categorically clear that establishing an independent government for the people of the Sovereign Republic of Biafra is an undertaking that every Biafran must view with the deepest sense of commitment, responsibility, and solemnity. There comes a time in the affairs of men when a people are bound by their conscience, honor, and self-preservation to assert their humanity by rejecting and fighting injustice, tyranny, and oppression, and standing up for and protecting their freedom, liberty, and self-determination in accordance with the dictates of natural law. For the good people of Biafra, that time is now. Every segment of the Biafran nation, men, women, clergy, religious groups, intellectuals, entrepreneurs, businessmen and women, traders, workers, farmers, students, market women, the youth, the unemployed, and children will be fully involved in the struggle and the freedom movement that will lead to the actualization of the Sovereign Republic of Biafra. So, prepare yourselves and remember that this is a process, not a quick one-time event. It is like a journey and it requires focus, stamina, dedication, determination, and perseverance until we re-establish our sovereign state of Biafra. May God guide and direct our efforts and the good people of Biafra. Thank you.